Hi, my name is Angel Miguel, but you can call me Michael. I'm from Portugal and I teach therapeutics. I love my work and I'm always trying to improve my teaching skills so my students can have the best of their academic experience. When I decided to follow a PhD in educational technology, my colleagues and even my friends were like, shouldn't you be pursuing a PhD in pharmacology maybe? Well, no. I need a PhD that can actually help me in my work, okay? Improve my classes. So nowadays, with the booming of e-learning, I know I did the right choice. This project is being developed in Minho University and in Polytechnic Institute of Porto in Portugal, and I'm in the third year. So what exactly am I doing? The primary objective is to design, test, implement, and assess an e-learning module for the teaching of therapeutics using real cases from pharmacy practice at the bachelor level. Seems simple, right? Okay, let's break it down. First of all, find real cases. So the students may be able to work through the problem and devise reasonable, workable solutions. Second, devise educational strategies and learning objectives that are feasible to implement through e-learning. Third, develop learning objects that can support the information in an appealing way, using movies, audio files, animations, etc. It is not an e-learning course if you have to read everything from PDF files. Fourth, develop assessment strategies that are in consonance with the learning objectives and that can be used for self-assessment or final assessment. Test the entire module in a learning management system like Moodle or Blackboard and finally implement it. The final objective is to assess the feasibility of this teaching method, assess significant differences in students' outcomes before and after e-learning, and also assess significant differences in motivations for learning.